Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 44, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 10, 1976, in Los Angeles.
Translation. In proportion to the extent of one's religious or irreligious actions in this life, one must enjoy or suffer the corresponding reactions of his karma in the next.
Jena javan yatha adharma dharma va iha samihitaha saiva tat phalam bhumte tatha tavat amutra vai. So, one has to suffer or enjoy. There are two things. So, that is according to our activities, that we can practically experience if one is educated naturally, he gets a good position. And if one is criminal, he gets another position. There is no difficulty to understand. So, there are two things, dharma and adharma. Religiosity and irreligiosity. Religiosity means to abide by the orders of God, and irreligiosity means to disobey the orders of God. Yes? Simple thing. But in this connection, we must know what is the order of God, what is God, how He orders, how to execute, how we become fit for executing orders. These things, these questions are there. But God is speaking personally. This is my order in the Bhagavad Gita. In fine, very simple thing. What Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, first of all, He establishes Himself that I am the Supreme Lord. Matta parataram nyanna kinchi jasti dhananja. So the Mayavadis, they also think that I am also Krishna, I can also speak. No, that you cannot do. Just like we are singing this song daily, Gopijana Ballava Girivaradha. It is Krishna is playing with the gopis. The sahajiyas, they take it very easily. But Girivaradhari, that is very difficult. He raised the whole Govardhan hill in his finger. That nobody is imitating. But Gopijana Balla. Very easy. You are Gopi, I am Krishna, the messenger. This is sahaja. This is sahaja. What is going on? Paroki or us. God has killed him, is going on. But one should understand that here is Krishna. He can dance with the gopis and he can lift the Govardhan hill also, simultaneously. That is also for pleasing the gopis. When there was incessant rainfall, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan became so disturbed, and they had no other friend than Krishna. So they appealed, Krishna, do something. Yes? Immediately he raised the whole hill as umbrella. Come on, under this. So that is Krishna. Don't imitate Krishna, but Krishna, hear Krishna what says, then our life is successful. We cannot imitate God. We have to simply follow His order. That is dharma. And if you imitate Krishna, that is also. Don't try to imitate. There are two words in Sanskrit, anukaran, anusaran. Anukaran means imitation, and anusaran means follow. So we have to execute anusaran, follow. Tejasang na dosaya. Tejasang na dosaya. There is Parikshit Maharaj inquired that Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna, he came to establish dharma, but it appears that he danced with other's wife or other's daughter. According to Vedic civilization, you cannot mix with any other woman except your wife. That is not allowed. So, in according to the Vedic conception of life, it was not right thing that Krishna danced with other's wife or other's daughter. So this question was put. The Parikshit Maharaj says that Krishna, because he is God, he cannot do anything wrong. Just like in England, the constitution, the king can do no wrong. King cannot be subjected to any law. Similarly, when Krishna danced with the gopis, it has got a deep meaning, because they are all devotees. They did not know except Krishna, and they prayed to the Kattayani. Although they were married, they prayed to Kattayani before their marriage. That let Krishna become our husband. Krishna is so beautiful. Naturally, there is attraction. Krishna means all attractive. So, and they are not ordinary women. They are eternal consorts or associates of Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. That the expansion of Krishna. They are not ordinary women. Expansion of Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vigiti Alladini Shakti Asma. The gopis, Radharani, they are expansion of the spiritual energy of Krishna. Don't think they are ordinary women. They are Krishna. Shakti Shakti Mato Abhida. They are not different from Krishna. But to give Krishna pleasure, Krishna expands himself by his spiritual energy, ananda, alladini, spiritual energy, sandini, alladini. That is the expansion of his pleasure potential. It is not that to imitate gopi, that is savarya. That is savarya. That ananda chinmayana sa pratibhavitavi. Sābhi ja eva nijarupa taya kalābhi goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhūta. When Krishna wants pleasure, he is full spiritual. This pleasure is full spiritual. There is no question of material. It has been very broadly discussed by Sri Jīva Goswāmī. Read all this. Don't try to imitate. That is savarya. We should know the position of Krishna, his expansion of pleasure potency. Therefore, Krishna's Leela is put into the middle of the 10th canto. First of all, try to understand Krishna from the very beginning. Janmadasyajataha. What is Krishna? Vasudevi. Om Namo Bhagavati. Vasudevi. So what is Vasudev? Janmadasyajataha. Here is the original source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartati. First of all, try to understand Krishna. So therefore, Vasudev has dedicated full nine chants, cantos, for understanding Krishna. Bhaunam janmanamanti, jnanavan mang prabhadda. Manushanam sahasresu kacchit jatati siddhaye. Siddhi, think of gopis. That is recommended in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Siddha Deha. Very Siddha. And Siddha Deha means there is no more any material, lusty desire. That is Siddha. Yadavadhi mama chitta kesna padara vinde. Navanavadhamarantumasi. Tadavadhi batanari sangame sparjamane. So long we shall think of Nari Sangha, association, unity with woman, we must consider this is material body. Not Siddhavadi. Siddhavadi means annavilasitasannam. All material desires, zero. That is Siddhavadi. Therefore, it is very confidential. But to clear it, that how Krishna accepted to dance with so many gopis, this was for clearance. In that question you will find Sukadeva Goswami has answered that unless one is liberated, he should not think of it. Should not think of it. And he has given the example that you have read that Lord Shiva, when they were chanting, the poison came out, he took it and kept it. But if we imitate Lord Shiva, that he kept, he also drank. So let me drink also. Let me smoke ganja. No, you cannot. Tejya sāgana dūsāya. The example is given, those who are very, very powerful, they are not contaminated. Just like the sun. Sun is so powerful that it can soak water from the urine or from the stool, but still is sun. But if you imitate sun, and you, nowadays it is going on, the urine is just turned into water and they drink, and from stool they are getting fat. So these things are going on. But we should not try to imitate. The saman substance is, Krishna cannot be contaminated. Apava vidham in the Upanishad, he'll find. Tejasang, that's like sun is never contaminated. From the whole universe, the sun is soaking water from any filthy place. But the filthy place is becoming purified by the sun rays. That is possible by the sun. So, similarly, we cannot imitate Krishna. That is pap, adharma. Dharma is to abide by the orders of Krishna. That is very simple. And if we do that, Then you become qualified to go back to home, back to Godhead. Very simple thing. It doesn't require much education. Simply, it requires a purified mind that I shall execute it honestly. That much qualification is sufficient. Manvana bhavamad bhakta magyari mang namasu. This is Krishna's law and order. Krishna does not say any thing which is very difficult to execute, because we cannot do it. Krishna asks from you very simple thing. Not that Krishna is asking from you very things which we cannot supply. No, we can supply anyone, any poor man, any illiterate man, any poor man, or any rich man, everyone. It is open to everyone. Mam-hi-pātha-vipāsitya-devi-su-pāpa-janā. Krishna consciousness is not forbidden to anyone, even pāpa-janā. Mam-hi-pātha-vipāsitya-devi-su-pāpa-janā. Śrī-āvaiśyā-tathā-śudrā-sīvi-jānti-parāṅgata. Kīṁ-puna-brāhmanā-punnā-bhaktyā-rājo-sayo-tathā. Bhajat-samā. This is Krishna's instruction. Krishna says, manmana bhava mad bhakta, mad jyaji. Simply always think of me. This is the law and order. Who cannot think of Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Very easy. Where is the difficult? This is always thinking of Krishna, manmana. Bhava mad bhakta. And unless one is devotee, he cannot spend time in that way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Only the devotees can do. And Madhyaji, to worship Krishna. So if somebody says, I am very poor man, I cannot construct such a nice temple or offer Krishna so many nice food stuff. Krishna says, no, no need. Patram bhusmam bhalam tuyam, jimi bhakta bhajati. Come on. It do not require. If you have money, then spend it for Krishna, as much as you can. Then if you don't spend, if you think Krishna wants patram bhusmam, the money I shall keep in the bank for my pleasure, then Krishna will cheat you. If you want to cheat Krishna, Krishna is the greatest cheater. Then you will be cheated. Don't be cheated. Simply, fervently, very honestly, obey the orders of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jhāja. Whole thing. And what is the result? Māme vaśyasi yasaṅkara. Without any doubt, you will come back. What do you want more? That Krishna is so nice. So, spread this movement all over your country. Your country is, by the grace of Krishna, everything is there. The first qualification is that you are not poverty stricken. So, take the instruction of Krishna and be happy. Open similar temples all over your country. Your country is not poor. You can establish such temples, hundreds and thousands. And similarly assemble. Hear Krishna's instruction and see how you happy become. Thank you very much.